This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock, lock, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And we've been talking about the police, and we mentioned previous hour, depolicing. De-policing. Here's what's happening. The cops have decided that they're going to be less proactive in their policing efforts. And that's called depolicing. And the Washington Times has an article and says, an unclassified FBI study on last year's cop killing spree found officers are depolicing amid concerns that anti-police defiance fueled in part by movements like Black Lives Matter, has become the new norm. Departments and individual officers have increasingly made the decision to stop engaging in proactive policing, said the report by the FBI office. And it says that nearly every police official interviewed agreed for the first time law enforcement not only felt that their national political leaders has stood against them, but also that the politicians' words and actions signified that disrespect to law enforcement was acceptable in the aftermath of the Brown shooting, as a young man that was shot by a cop. So what's happening is the villagers have had it, and they are standing up to the cops. Good for the villagers. Good for the villagers. And I feel the same way. And when the cops stop me, I want to know what it's all about. Before I'm able to understand how best to comply with their threats, I need to understand what it is they're looking for. So I ask them questions, and they hate it. They absolutely hate being challenged. They really are afraid of you learning where they live. Why? Because they're alone. Their families are alone. And they realize that what the tactics that they use, coming after you en masse, you know, two guys in a car with guns, pulling over a person for whatever the alleged traffic infringement might be. Two guys with guns, and then does it stop there? No. Usually another car comes, and then another car. And it's usually several police cars piling on top of whoever it is that they pulled over, because they want to make sure that they go home tonight to their families and that they shoot first. And they're taught that. They're taught to stop the threat. They've shot young teenagers multiple times. Are there such things as warning shots? I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard of the warning shot lately. What I hear and what I read is multiple shots. Boom, 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 boom. Like empty the magazine kind of thing. To absolutely kill whoever it is that's downrange from the muzzle of the police weapons. So the cops are now depolicing, and I kind of like that. Now, here's the question. What happened to the police protecting and serving? When did that stop? I believe it stopped when the cops got police cars. You see, they used to walk around. You used to have Officer O'Malley, or whatever his name might have been, and he would have his nightstick. And he would check doorknobs, and he'd walk through the city streets, he'd walk through the neighborhoods, and he'd be visible. He'd see the young children, and he'd smile, and he'd bend over and say hi to them and talk to them, and he was part of the village. Not anymore. They ride around in vehicles that are assault and attack and pursuit vehicles. And they've got rifles, pistols, shotguns, tasers, and all kinds of weapons of small skirmishes. And they've got radios to call in, you know, bigger weapons, you know, helicopters and MRAPs and their friends. So they have lost their way, and they have distanced themselves from us by using their police cars. And if you look at their police cars, the police cars are better than anything I have, by far, at least 10 or 15 times better. I drive an old Mercedes that I paid $3,000 for. I challenge anyone to say that a new police car only costs 10 times as much as my car. I'll bet you it costs 20 times as much, fully equipped, or more, you know, maybe 30 times as much.
You know what? Most police, from what I've seen, are really, really deeply unhappy and frightened people.
And many of them take testosterone.
I would agree with you. When I was growing up in New Zealand, many years ago, none of the police were armed, except for they had a group called the Armed Offenders Squad. And that was if there was a bank robber on the run, or if there was a prison escapee who was dangerous or something like that, then, you know, they would get the Armed Offenders Squad, and then they were the ones who had weapons training. None of the other police had any weapons except for the baton, the nightstick. That was the only weapon they carried. Okay? And do you know something? They, you could actually speak with them and negotiate with them, and they didn't have this idea that they were, you know, that they were your overlord. They weren't.
That's a really
perfect,
good way of putting it.
And they were certainly corrupt. Okay? There was still police corruption going on then, even when they didn't have the big flash weapons that they have now. But the thing is that around here, they have got the idea that they are armed and we are not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the
By
thing
design.
Is, there are other things that you can do to limit the police's power over you. And one thing that's happening increasingly here in Australia, the other reason they don't want people to find out where they live is they are getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting damages claims filed against them for against, you know, the behavior that they have done. These people that they have hurt over the years are starting to file damages claims, and some of them are beginning to get 6- and 7-figure payouts from these police who are nothing but a bunch of thugs. And of course, that doesn't replace the husband and the father and the son and the brother that has been killed or totally and permanently incapacitated. That doesn't take account of the years that people have spent fighting vexatious lawsuits. The fact that jobs have been lost. For what? For what good reason? For no good reason. We are just ordinary people. We're not criminals. We're going about our lives. And these people are wrecking our lives. And we have absolutely had enough.
No disagreement from me.
The sum of it.
No disagreement. No. You know, I would not invite a police officer to my house. I would not do it. Let's say I was going to have an event. Let's say we're going to have a barbecue, okay? And we were going to invite, you know, some of our locals.
Oh, yeah, they've got no friends who are not police.
Right. And if there were a policeman, I would exclude them from the invitation. And here's why.
Yeah.
Because they're always on the job. They're always looking. They're always snooping.
They're going to be looking around your house for some reason.
Right. Right.
To up their figures.
Right. Uh-huh. Hey, I'd like to share this story with you. So there was a seventh grader in the Edgewood Middle School in Ohio. So this seventh grader gets an Instagram, and it is of a airsoft gun. It's a plastic gun. It shoots little tiny pellets of plastic. This is a step down from a BB gun. It's a step down from a pellet gun. Now, did I have a BB pistol when I was young? Yep. Do I still have it? Yep. Did my children? Yep. Did they learn how to shoot them? Yep. Did they shoot anybody? Nope. Did we use it for learning how these guns work? Yes. Okay. Well, so this young guy, all he does is like it. He clicks like. That's neat. Like. So what happens? Now, is he in school when he does it? No. Is he using a school computer? No. He's not at school. And he clicks like. Has nothing to do with school. Except the fact that he's a student in this middle school. He gets suspended for 10 days. Gets suspended for 10 days. Yes. Yep. Well, here's the rest of the story. So it makes the television news. It makes the internet. And then the bozo, who's a principal, let me tell you what he says. I'm looking for, he responds about safety. And the guy can't even use English properly. And I want to, okay. I'm trying to find this article about what the superintendent says. It is pitiful. I'll keep looking here. I'll find it. But the bottom line is this young man gets suspended because he clicks like on the image of a airsoft gun. And it's a... So the principal... I'm sorry. The school is under siege, the Edgewood City School. And the superintendent says, concerning the recent social media posting of a gun with the caption, ready, I don't know what that means, and the liking of this post by another student, the policy at the Edgewood City School reads, the board has a zero tolerance of violent, disruptive, harassing, intimidating, bullying, or any other inappropriate behavior by the students.
And they're going to do that by having the teachers be violent, harassing and intimidating, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
So in other words, the teachers are becoming just like the police.
Yep, and here's where the superintendent... Here's his quote. As superintendent of the Edgewood City Schools, I assure you that any social media threat will be taken serious, including those who like the post when it potentially endangers the health and safety of the students or adversely affects the educational process. It will be taken serious. I think he meant seriously. Need to fire that superintendent.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
One of the really nice features of having commercials during this broadcast is it gives me a few minutes to get some things done off the air. So right next to me is the telephone. I picked up the phone and I called the Edgewood public school system. And, of course, I just got the answering machine. And I left a message for them to call me back and talk about this airsoft incident. I'd like to hear their side of the story. I'm going to invite them to come on the air. But, you know, I don't expect them to do it because, well, you know, they don't do that kind of stuff. So that's what
they're a bunch of losers who think that an what are these little bullets made out of? Are they like those Nerf bullets?
No, actually they're hard plastic, but they're small. They're very, very small, about the size of a BB, maybe a little bit bigger, and they're very lightweight, so they don't have a lot of mass. If they hit you in the eye, it would not be a good thing. Okay, it really wouldn't. But
well, it's like this. It's a toy gun.
Right.
So a kid was suspended for 10 days for clicking on a photo of a toy gun and saying, "I like the toy gun."
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Meanwhile, you know, I'll bet that the police department knows where every pedophile in the district lives, and they won't go and arrest even one of them.
Mm-hmm. How about this? this is a young person who didn't touch one, didn't have it in his hand, just looked at an image of it.
Yeah.
And said, yeah. He liked it.
Basically.
Yeah.
He just normal behavior for a boy.
Yeah.
Boys have always had toy guns. And I'm sure, I mean, I'm a girl. I'm sure I had toy guns. Well, no, I remember having those little water pistols that you used to get. You used to fill them up. And I remember chasing my brothers or brother and sister around with this toy squirt water pistol.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid, and, you know, playing cops and robbers, you know, and all of this sort of thing. That's, you know, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. These people need to, you know, pull their heads in, as we would say around here.
Let's go way out on a limb. let's advocate that our class purchase, if you don't have one of these class, I suggest you look at one. I have one of these right in my hand. It's a knife. It's a folding lock blade knife. It's made by a company called Gerber. It's rust proof, rust resistant, it hasn't rusted. I believe it's a stainless steel blade. And it's the midsize. It has a clip. You can put it, clip it to your blue jeans. And so who has these? Well, every member of our family has one. How much do they cost? Well, about $20 if you want to buy a new one. But since I don't buy new things, I just bought two of them on eBay. I paid $10 for two of them, $3.50 shipping. So less than $7 a piece, I bought two knives. They're used, but they're in perfect condition. They might as well be new. And they're better than new because there's no sales tax on them. And I am in the sales tax avoidance business now. I will do everything I can to avoid paying sales tax without illegally, according to code. I'm not going to pay sales tax if I don't have to. So this lock blade knife is what I think you should consider having on your person at all times. And it needs to be razor sharp. Why? Because one of our instructors and I were at the crash scene of a guy who was in the fog. He ran right into a concrete light post stanchion. Car burst into flames. The guy was unconscious. He was in the fog. And our instructor friend and I ran out, got people to help, bashed in the window. I bashed in the window of this guy's vehicle as the dashboard was burning and dripping on him, plastic dashboard. He was unconscious. Our instructor friend had a razor-sharp lock blade knife, pulled it out of his pocket. After I bashed in the window, the driver's window, he took the lock blade knife, cut through the seatbelt, and a couple other guys pried that door open and dragged this guy out before the car.
And you saved his life.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Probably true. And there was a nurse there, and we took care of it ourselves. 45 minutes or 25 minutes later, the ambulance shows up. But we had the situation under control. The bottom line is, rule number 9, you got to have a knife. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So this knife, Gwyneth, that I'm talking about is called a paraframe. I just went to the Gerber website, GERBER.com, and it's called a paraframe, PARAFRAME, paraframe 1. It's a stainless serrated folding knife, and it lists for $29. I paid less than $7 each. I bought two of them for $13.50 used on eBay, and you can do the same thing. So, and as the TSA starts auctioning off all of their stolen property, nail clippers and knives and things, you'll see a glut of these probably available on eBay, and the price will even probably be lower. But here's what they say. This lightweight, everyday carry knife has an open frame, It's kind of like a skeleton frame, if you will, that is the ultimate in minimalist design. That's absolutely true. It says, easy to clean, carry, open. The paraframe is an effortless addition to your pocket or belt clip. It's they have multiple variations, and it says this knife handles it all. It absolutely does. So the overall length is seven inches. The blade is 3 inches. Closed, it's a little over 4 inches. Weighs 2.6 ounces, and it locks in place. It's got a serrated part of the blade, and it says the blade material is high carbon stainless. Now, it is a fabulous, fabulous minimalist knife. It's not really fancy. When you first look at it, you say, that's kind of strange looking. But after you get used to it, you say, it's the absolute best design there is in terms of overall value. So who has one? Mrs. Finelli has one, just like mine. Our children have them. And when our son decided that he wanted, after being homeschooled all his life, he wanted to try going to high school. I told him the story about the crash that I just mentioned, and our instructor cut the seatbelt, and we got that guy out of the car, the burning car. And I told him that, and I said, and so my rule is you're going to have to carry a knife with you all the time, all the time. And he said, yeah, but they don't allow them in school. And I said, well, that's their rules. My rule is you will carry a knife. This is not to be brandished, it's not to be pulled out, it's not to be shown to anybody, but you will have a knife in your pocket at all times. That's my rule. Rule number 9. So he thought about it, and he decided that maybe Dad's right. So from that day forward, our children carry knives in their pockets. Now, they're not weapons, so when they see signs that say, no weapons, they obviously know that that doesn't mean them, because they're not weapons. These are farm tools.
Yeah.
They're not to be pulled out and used to stab people, maybe in self-defense. God forbid, we don't want to do that, but if we have to, I guess we will. We'll find out when that day happens, if that day happens. But the point is, there are incidents just like that car crash where you need a knife. I use my knife every single day. Every day, without fail, every day. As a matter of fact, my blue jeans have wear marks. Every one of them has a wear mark on the right pocket. Why? Because that's where the clip goes that holds my knife inside my pocket. So the only thing you see is this like 1.5-inch little clip of stainless steel that attaches the knife so it doesn't fall out of my pocket. And we all have them. We're farmers.
I'll tell you
what. We do.
If you're out and about with horses, okay, and you don't have a knife with you, then you're being extremely foolish, because if that horse gets caught up in something and you don't have a knife that you can pull out to cut whatever the obstruction is off that horse, you are going to very, very quickly find yourself in an extremely dangerous situation.
And cows.
That is
500
kilograms of thrashing, big, strong flesh that has these rocks on the end of its legs.
Yeah.
Called hooves.
Yeah.
Okay? And maybe those rocks are ironclad. Maybe that horse has shoes. Okay? If you are out and about, this is what I was taught from when I was a little kid. With a horse, if you are out and about and you don't have a pocket knife with you, okay, whether you're riding or whether you're driving, and I have been in situations where I have had to, deal with a horse that has been in a tangle, that horse will thrash itself around until it kills either itself, somebody else, gets up, tries to run down the road with a broken leg, hurts someone, breaks something, whatever. Because most horses stop thinking. And it may be something as simple as a piece of baling twine that's been left in the paddock. And you go down to check your horse in the paddock, and you find that there's a piece of baling twine wrapped around its legs. And you think to yourself, oh, that's why it hasn't moved from that spot in the last 3 hours. Because if it's a sensible horse that's good-natured, it will stand there with the baling twine and wrapped around its legs. And if you don't have a pocket knife on you, you are going to have to go all the way back to the house and get a knife and then go all the way back down to the paddock, by which time, you know, your horse might have tripped over something, panicked, whatever, and done something. Okay? So I would absolutely agree with you there. In this society that we live in, okay, when there are circumstances with stop and search, okay, it's going to get you into trouble if you get found with a pocket knife wherever, okay. It's absolutely disgusting when, like I say, they're obviously trying to criminalize all of us. They absolutely are. When these things are farm tools, if you have a farm, okay, I would say Leatherman is probably a really, really good idea. Okay, because if you've got a Leatherman in your pocket, these are these little multi-tools that you get. Okay, they're quite expensive, but they're certainly worth it. Okay, they're a really, really good multi-tool to carry around with you when you have a farm. They have a set of pliers, they have a file, they have a saw, they generally have a knife, they have a screwdriver, and some of them even have a flint that pops up. So if you are somewhere and you need to light a campfire, let's say you're out in the forest camping, you know, rounding up your goats and that, or your sheep, and you want to have a cup of tea, you've got, you can get little folding, folding saucepans. When you've got a little bottle of water and you've got a tea bag or two, or some coffee and some sugar and some milk powder, you can have a cup of tea. And the whole lot probably fits in around about the size of a handbag. Okay? It's preparedness. That's what the whole show's about. Mm-hmm. You can get that fire going within a few minutes. Yeah. You can make yourself a cup of tea, and you can make sure that you shovel earth back over the fireplace so no one will ever know that you were there. It's good old-fashioned Boy Scout, Girl Scout knowledge. And that is something that is absolutely missing in our society today. But what happened a number of years ago, my sons and I had to depart from Geraldton in a hurry, okay? There was a set of circumstances there, and it was no longer safe for me, and it was no longer safe for my children to be there. So we packed up a camper van, and we were gone. We camped across the continent of Australia, one of the driest continents on Earth, over a period of 3 months, okay, and travelled. The class can look this up on a map, all the way from Geraldton to Eildon in Victoria, which is something like 5,000 or more kilometres. We were able to do it because we had the survivalist knowledge, and we had a dog who knew how to hunt. That is something else. If you have a dog and it's a decent size and you're interested in preparedness, it might pay to find someone locally who has hunting dogs and ask if you can take your dog out with them hunting. Okay? Because if you have a dog who actually knows how to hunt and you know how to hunt with dogs, it can quite literally save your life. Okay? The other reason why it will save your life is you will learn how dogs behave when they are in hunting mood, okay? Which means that if you are in the forest and you hear a pack of dogs and they are in hunting mood and you realize that they are actually hunting you, then you actually have a chance of surviving. If you don't know how dogs behave when they are hunting and you do not know how to evade them and you do not know how to handle them, not only will you not effectively be able to hunt things like deer, okay, wild goats, wild pigs, etc., if you are ever in that unfortunate circumstance, you will have very, very little chance of escaping those dogs. And yes, that has actually happened to us as a family, because the West Australia Police set a pack of dogs onto us in the Eildon State Forest, 5 or 6 Alsatians. Because I would not give my children over to the local pedophile cartel.
You know, what you're talking about is despicable behavior, setting a pack of dogs on people.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and you can find her on the website, usapreparers.com, page 1, and also on the instructors tab. Gwyneth, there are a couple of things I'd like to get through very quickly. One is I've decided not to pay anyone to help us on the farm anymore. I'm not going to pay them. And I'm not going to tip anyone anymore. So if I go to a restaurant, I'm not going to tip. But here's what I am going to do. I'm going to give gifts. So if someone wants to learn about farming, and, you know, a young person wants to learn about farming, and they decide that they want to volunteer to help us and learn, that would be wonderful. And I'm not looking for, this is not an advertisement. I'm just saying this is what I plan on doing from now on. We will work with them, and we'll teach them. And what I will do in lieu of paying them is I will give them a gift from me to them. And according to IRS rules, they can get gifts up to $14,000 tax-exempt, tax-free. They don't have to pay tax on it. So I'm not going to pay anybody anymore, but I will give them gifts. And when I go to a restaurant, if I go to a restaurant, I'm not going to tip anyone. What I will do is I will give them a note saying that this is not a tip. This is tax exempt. This is a gift from me to you. Thank you very much. I enjoyed meeting you. It is not going to be a tip. I am going to do everything I can to resist paying those financial terrorists. Sales. That's one thing.
Absolute mongrel. They really are.
Right.
And so much of what they do
gift.
Is actually entrapment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which means that they'll set you up, okay, you know, and put you in a circumstance where, and then they'll get you, okay? Much like, you know, that they know that there's a certain area where it's at the bottom of a hill, that's where they'll put their speed camera.
Right, because
that's
you're going downhill. You're
their radar gun, because everybody
right.
and people lose a track of how fast they're going down the hill.
Gravity,
you know?
Gravity is the friend of the radar gun, because you increase your speed by taking your foot off the accelerator. Yep, you're absolutely
especially,
right. And that's what they do.
Yeah, and especially if it's an area where there's a lot of lanes and a lot of traffic, and they're all coming down the hill all at once. They'll point that radar gun, they'll point that speed camera, and they'll get all your plates, and they'll send them all speeding notices because one of those drivers was speeding. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
Oh, they did that to me. They gave me a ticket, and I said, they got the wrong guy. They picked me out because I had out-of-state plates, and I fought them. I told them, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to talk about you every day on the biggest radio station in Springfield, Missouri. I'm going to give out your name. I'm going to talk about you every day. And you know what? My ticket disappeared. I want to share this. I want to share this with you. Oh, I told them that they're where's protecting and serving? What are they doing? Hiding lights off, sniping with a radar gun on private property. So I exposed them. Here's something I'm very concerned about. Secret message. Oh, this is on. I posted this, and I posted the picture of the knife I carry. Spy phone. Secret messages hidden in TV advertisements can order smartphones to spy on people, researchers warn. There's popular applications downloaded by the millions of people who are always on, and these apps are always on the lookout these applications can tell your phone to spy on you. Secret messages hidden in television advertisements can order your smartphone to quietly spy on you. So what it does is there's a frequency that you can't hear, ultrasonic, above hearing, and it will tell your smartphone to tell the app to begin spying on you, tracking where you are, recording you, transmitting.
Isn't that gobsmacking?
Absolutely. So who's involved with this? Well, the article, there are now 234 applications listening for ultrasonic signals. This could be the tip of the iceberg, and the article is on page one of USA Prepares. Can you imagine? And it even mentions Krispy Kreme, and I don't know if they're using the technology or not, but even they are in this, at least in this article.
I think that's the end of the show, Vincent.
It is. It is.
Gosh,
Glennis, thanks so much for being with us. Yeah, see you next Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us. Glennis Isaacs, USAPrepares.com instructor, page one of the website. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.